Almost every time someone finds out that my brother and I are twins, their first question is, "Are you identical?" I sigh, explain that opposite-sex twins, by nature, cannot be identical, and then sit back for the inevitable follow-up question. What's it like having a twin? This is a more difficult question to answer. I've thought about it in a lot of ways. It's certainly not an easy thing to describe. After all, I've never not had a twin. But the more time I spend thinking about the answer to that question, the more I realize just how unique of an experience it is. My brother and I are very different. My mom always tells us we've had our distinct personalities ever since we journeyed out of the womb, that she could tell immediately who we were. Aaron has always been tender, much more so than I. He always wanted to be held by my parents and was a bubbly and happy baby. I was a sulking presence even then. I only wanted to be held on my own terms, I didn't like strangers, and would regularly antagonize Aaron. When we were still in our cribs, I figured out a way to open mine. I would then shuffle over to Aaron's crib, get in his, and bite him hard enough to draw blood, then be back in my own crib by the time my parents responded to his cries, looking like the face of innocence while Aaron wailed and pointed at me. Growing up, our relationship dynamic remained similar. Since our mutual childhood and adolescence, I've given a lot of thought to why we fought the way we did. Maybe it's because we were so intertwined in age, in school, and in our family. I've always valued my independence and had one foot out the door most of high school. I think this clashed with Aaron's loyalty and comfort with our hometown, and maybe he read my departure as abandonment. I feel like I spent all those years holding Aaron away at arm's length in an effort to establish my singular individual identity, failing to take into consideration that having him as a part of my identity might not be such a bad thing. Our personalities are drastically different. I'm naturally social and get my energy from being around people. Aaron is a homebody who would rather spend time with a few individuals and our family's dogs. Aaron is fiercely kind and, often as a result, incredibly sensitive. I am quick to condescend and criticize. These traits often mixed in an explosive fashion. Aaron's temper sparks easily and burns quickly. He uses up energy in a burst and then is left exhausted by the time I'm ready to argue. When Aaron and I would fight, earth-shaking, window-shattering fights, my mom would always tell me, "You'll never have a relationship like this with any other person." In the moment, I would be quick to throw this idea away in my anger. Now that it's been a few years since we've lived in the same house, I think I can look at our relationship through a kinder lens. I want to be able to give all those curious people a better answer to the question, what's it like having a twin? I think, in the end, it's pretty magical.